Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Leeds That podcast. I'm James and I'm with Rocco Dean.
Hello.
Before we dive into the loss today at Coventry, preamble for this, I'm gutted. Special thanks to Bass and Bly, sponsors of the podcast. Here's David Dean's jingle.
Oh, Bass and Bly and magic, Justin wears a magic hat. Independent, trusted dealers, you'll hear it on Leeds That. Canon, Nikon, Fuji, Leica, Sony and the rest. If you want a decent camera, Bass and Bly have all the best. 60 years in cameras, we really know our stuff. Justin's here to serve you, he can never do enough. If it's cameras that you're after, pop in for a chat. When at home for footy, Justin listens to Leeds That. Oh, Bass and Bly and magic, both new and used on view. If you need binoculars, we've plenty of them too. Spotting scopes and lenses, all state of the art. Use Bass and Bly in Harrogate and you'll be very smart. Oh, Bass and Bly and magic, we don't sell no tat. We are here to serve you, you will hear it on Leeds That. With Rocco and Bielsa, books and James with so much wit. Bass and Bly sells cameras and all the other shit.
Thanks for the jingle, David, as always, and thanks, Bass and Bly, for sponsoring the podcast. If you need your camera fixed, your lens fixed, or you want a new camera, binoculars, spotting scopes, lenses, and all that stuff, go to bassandbly.com or 6 Beulah Street in Harrogate.
We've got something in common, James.
Go on.
Both of us walked past Bass and Bly today without going in.
Oh, really?
But only you were spotted. Yeah, I've just been with Justin.
I knocked on the door and waved.
He was too busy, was he?
He looked busy. Saturdays are busy. In fact, I'd recommend another day of the week. No, go on a Saturday. He likes seeing people. Go anytime. Well, not anytime, when it's open. So how I was going to start with was by saying, Rocco, cheer me up. And apparently he's been drinking, so he might cheer me up. He might cheer us all up.
I've been drowning my sorrows and everything's fine. This is part of a promotion season. This is what happens. We've lost a game. We were never going to go the whole second half of the season unbeaten. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. So it's fine. And Ipswich have lost. Like, this has been a good weekend for me. I'm happy. We've had our hardest fixture and we've not lost any ground in the race, as far as I'm concerned. It's all good.
Well, that's good. Everything is fine. If you believe a drunk man telling you that, then then I don't know what to make of the world.
Yeah, but there's reason behind it. We can get into the details.
But okay.
It's fine.
I don't want the details. I just want to go to bed. I'm upset.
We're going up. End of podcast.
I mean, being honest, we last week were quite nervous about this fixture and felt that it was the one that would probably go against us, and it kind of did. I think it was just disappointing. Like, the 60 minutes where we just didn't rock up at all. And I was elated to see Ilya Gruev back in. I thought he was going to be out for some time, and Yonto back in the squad as well. So, yeah, it's just disappointing. Just disappointing. Yeah. But like you say, you know, we were probably on paper due a defeat at some point, and hopefully that's the only one.
Yeah, we started well. We were all over him at first, but yeah, the goal was massively avoidable, and we responded badly to that, didn't we? We didn't get back on top of him, like you say, until we were 2-0 down. And then, yeah, once we got the goal, I started to believe, but we had the big chance, didn't we? And it, yeah, Pirou fluffed it. He played well there when he came on, to be fair to him.
Yeah, and it's easy for us to throw emphasis on Pirou as well, but I think the emphasis really should be on, and I don't like calling players out or digging them out, but it feels like Bamford's missing sitter after sitter at the minute. And We were talking in our group with Dara earlier, and I sort of made the point that when he misses one that's like very easy for him to get, his head seems to drop for a few weeks. He missed that sitter last week at Hull, and I don't think he's really bounced back at all from that. But he's not playing well. I don't really feel like we've been at our best the last few games. And I know when you're winning, your manager's not going to change things really, is he? Is it probably a time to shuffle something, make a big change, maybe a Matteo Joseph thrown in for the next game?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, like, Bamford's always been a scapegoat, so when you call for him to come out of the team, I don't know, you know, people automatically go to that state of mind that you're just using him as a scapegoat. But for me, Joseph has to come in. He absolutely does. So my son, he's like got massively into football now, and he just wants to watch football all the time. So this week, I've rewatched the Chelsea game and the Plymouth game, the two cup games that I had on record. And Joseph played brilliant. Honestly, like the things that he was doing, he was superb. And when he came on today, he did them as well. You know, the Pirou's miss at the end, like a brilliant touch by Joseph. And Joseph, like, you know, basically created the first goal too. So I just feel like he needs a chance. Like he deserves it. I think he's doing more than Bamford's been doing. I know Bamford's scored goals. He's done very well when he's come in the team since New Year's Day. But I think that's the obvious thing. I want to see it 100%. I feel like he is a better option at the moment.
That game for me felt exactly like the Norwich City game in terms of tactical, well, not maybe not tactically, but just in terms of mentality and sort of setting up the team from Farker, in that we went sort of 2-0 down and then it was all Hail Mary, wasn't it? Like, get everyone on the pitch who's an attacker and go for it. And I kind of think maybe there's a pattern there in that we sort of wait to make something, do something drastic in terms of like attacking teams away from home. Because away form is the thing that's sort of letting us down this season, why we're not top of the league, really. So it feels like a little bit too late and too drastic, and it just gives chance for teams to dig deep and break like they did as well. So yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's sort of true, but then there's elements that aren't as well. You have to think, like, Rutter had a bad game today, but he left him on. He had to leave him on, and he left him on, and he ended up actually creating the goal that we scored. You know, it's hard. I mean, I agree. Like, I feel like there should have been halftime changes today for sure. But I'm still of the mindset that, like, Farker deserves, you know, he deserves to be backed. You know, he's the one making the decisions. Who knows? He could have made halftime changes and nothing would have changed anyway. You know, obviously, looking back, because we lost, we can say that he should have done it and it might have been different, but we don't know. I still have massive respect for him, but yeah, I don't know. It's, at the end of the day, it's the first defeat, you know. It's the first defeat in so, so long. He's doing everything right, really. Like, he's doing more than we could have ever possibly imagined. And I think he just deserves a break for that, even if we don't always agree with what he says.
I think Farker says it's not the time for big fighting messages. And I guess if you're making drastic changes when something's worked all season, what message are you sending to the team? And does it make it become a bit more of a pressure cooker for them, when actually at this point in the season, you just need really calm heads?
Definitely. And that's what Farker's best at. You know, he's like exuded that calmness all season. You know, he's basically given off the impression that he knows what's going to happen. And at the end of the day, it's all going to be fine. So yeah, I do get that. But yeah, I'm sort of basically of the opinion that Joseph is all that needs to happen now. Like, rightly or wrongly, I'm just like obsessed with that now. It's a bee in my bonnet.
Well, maybe Farker's thinking it as well, because he did say that he thought Bamford invested a lot against the ball, but with the ball, he was not that effective, which you don't really hear Farker speak like that very often. So that in itself, you know, calling it out, I think is a fair thing to do. He's a senior player, and he's not, like, we were talking about this, or I was, this is me saying, oh, I said this earlier. But this is what we're saying in our WhatsApp group, is that you need the senior players to step up, and they're not. Like, Firpo in that game just disappeared for me. There's times where it was so obvious to make a run and he just wasn't making it. And when he didn't work back for their second goal as well, at all. Like, I know if you're out of position and you're up for a corner attacking, you know, it's they have someone else drop into his position, but he didn't even drop into midfield. It was like light jogging back. It's just really, really poor.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I mean, like Somerville worked his ass off for that second goal, like getting back into position. He held the guy up. I mean, I was hoping that it was going to bring him down and I wish he had in the end, but, you know, he'd actually done his job really well, but then there was no one in support. You know, there was still another guy overlapping and I'm thinking, you know, where is everyone? Which isn't like us, to be fair, but yeah, it's not good. It was, yeah, I feel like we've thrown away those points without a shadow of a doubt. But it just feels like that's football. Like it is going to happen. Like we've gone so many weeks without doing that. I don't know. I'm in a forgiving mood.
Lucy underscore LUFC, who followed and talked to for a long, long time. She's great as Lucy. She's been a season ticket holder with her dad since like, I think it's the early 90s. But she replied to us on Twitter because I sort of tweeted out saying that we sort of deserved to lose that game. And she said, I don't think we deserve to lose that at all. I don't think we deserved any points against Hull, whereas today, typically, we should have had at very least a point. We were relentless in the second half in between having no final ball or being in a headlock. I think that's a fair assessment. I think the deserve to lose, probably for me, in hindsight, is probably an amalgamation of our last few games and feeling like this probably should have been a loss somewhere in it. And today, sadly, it was that day, I guess. But yeah, she's totally right to say that. And yeah, no final ball is so true. And yeah, like headlock, what was that about? I instantly thought of Joe Wyman, actually, because he's into his WrestleMania, isn't he? I thought he's going to be enjoying this. He's going to be waiting for a rock bottom.
Well, it was ridiculous. So like he had the guy, is it Sims? Josh Sims, is that his name? And they had Ampadu in a headlock. And then they're sort of both like, well, Sims like released in a way. They were just both stood there making a point that they weren't doing anything wrong. But then Sims like grabbed him again. Like he wouldn't let him go. Oh my God, it was ridiculous. And yeah, for Ampadu to get booked for that was this is the thing, like, I'll always excuse a referee for, well, not always, but I'll excuse referees for decision-making. But these sorts of things where it's just obvious. And, like, every time we had a free kick in injury time, and he would stop us from making a quick one. Like, he kept pulling us up because he wanted to, like, you know, put his spray on the floor or whatever. And it was wasting time. Like, not only the fact that we then had to just, we didn't have to, but we ended up like lumping balls into the box that came to nothing, but it would take like, you know, 45 seconds for us to restart the game and nothing got added on at the end. So it was really frustrating. Injury time was really annoying. I feel like we should have got there. Like we had them completely on the ropes after we scored. We had the one big chance, which you always expect, but we should have done more. Nyonta came on. Obviously, it was an emergency substitution. Farker probably didn't want him to come on at all, but couldn't really do anything. And yeah, it never really looked like happening for us, did it?
No. And I think on your point of the referee as well, I can't remember which player of theirs it was who was eventually booked, but I thought it was funny. And Tony DiRigo was dead right in the commentary on this, where he was saying he watched the referee say to him, "You've done one over there, one over there, one over there, one over there. Now don't do it again." And didn't book him. It's like, what? He's done it so you can have four without getting booked. Right. Cheers, ref. Brilliant.
Yeah. Work. From Wakefield as well.
Jesus. Shaky, wakey. So disappointing day. Sad for the travelling fans. They've not seen many losses. None of us have seen many losses really this season. Let's be honest. It's been very good. And that's why it kind of hurts at this kind of key point of the season. It would have been nice to have one over on the Ipswich lot. Speaking of Ipswich, and as listeners know, my wife is from Ipswich. I was just in such a mood at the dinner table tonight. And she was like, "What's up with you?" "Oh, I know what's up with you." And I said, "What is it with football? Like, I can't let go of that feeling. It takes me hours to let go of like a defeat. Why do we care so much?" And it's because you do catastrophize, don't you? You go way down the road and thinking, right, well, we're not going to go up. We're going to sell all these players that I really like and have become emotionally attached to. But the reality is like the club will still be here next year. We've renewed our season tickets. We're going to go to the games. We'll follow our routines. It'll be fine. But it's that we just want to be back where we feel we belong, and we want to be competing, and we want to always feel like we're progressing and not regressing. I think it's that, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But I think what it mainly is that they played first and we played second. So, like, if we'd have lost at lunchtime and then Ipswich would have lost at Norwich.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone would feel different. You know, we've got off the hook then. You know, it's a missed opportunity, but at the end of the day, you know, we've not lost any ground. And yes, it's not like literally in our hands, but I think we've got a fantastic opportunity here. We've got two home games coming up. We've got two away games that are definitely winnable. You know, next four games, we win them all. Like, there's no doubt it will be in our hands. You know, it will. Like, Ipswich aren't going to win all the games. If they do, fair play to them. No one can say anything. You know, Leeds have done unbelievably well to get back in the race. I feel like we're going to do it. I think we'll win the next four games, and I think that could be enough. You know, no one knows what's going to happen, but it's a long season. It's unpredictable. And, you know, even today, Leicester, you know, nearly drew at home to Birmingham. They got over the line in the end, but, you know, you'd have never thought that would be as close as it was. And, yeah, even they'll, you know, they've still got work to do themselves, of course. Yeah, I'm feeling fine. It's just the way it goes. This is football. You can't just win every game.
You can win every game, Rocco.
City don't win every game. No. Nearly do, but...
It's true. And to be fair, this is why we love football. Like, I know the defeats are hard, but they're also the reasons why the peaks are so amazing, aren't they? So rough with the smooth and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Can't be easy.
Do we need to pluck out any bits from this game? I mean, I'm in a lull. I'm struggling to think of bits. Well,
I want to call out Archie Gray for the goal, the first goal. I thought that was terrible. I was really disappointed. You've got to stick your head in there. That was just terrible. Like, he has to learn from that. Yeah, I'm not going to hang him. Still love him. He's still the best thing since sliced bread. But stick your head in. Honestly, that was really bad. So, yeah, frustrating.
That was the thing. I think a lot of that happened over the pitch where we felt like we weren't going all. Oh, God, I almost said it. Well, I'm going to have to say it now. All in, like Jesse Marsh. But, you know, you kind of wanted us to attack the ball quicker and firmer. And it's kind of like we're always sort of playing a bit of the waiting game, which you just don't think you can do in those sort of games where you've got Coventry that are well up for it at home, who are, you know, fighting for a playoff place as well. So, oh, dear.
It's all on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's massive. We have to win that. If we win that, we're going to be all right. But it's a pressure game, but this is what we want. This is what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. You can't put in the, like, in middle of the season where you're just kind of winning games and or losing games, whichever way it goes, and you're just there spectating. You are just working your way through to this point, aren't you? And yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like, there's no point getting worried or stressed about it. It's like, this is kind of what we live for, really.
Of course. Exactly. Otherwise, what do you expect to win every single game? Like, there's 46 games. We've not lost in, what, 15? 16? It's fine. We just have to bounce back, and we've done it all season. And I think we can do it again. We've had a little lull, 4 points out of 9, and that was always coming because we've had such an unbelievable run. Ipswich have also had an unbelievable run. I think they've won, like, 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 9. They've lost today. Who knows what's going to happen to them over the next six games? They might not win again. Like, there's no point being downbeat. We're a great team. We're a better team than Ipswich. And it's all there for us to just grab it now. It's a sprint to the line. You know, we're going to do it. I'm sure we're going to do it. It's all there for us, and we're good enough to do it. So, yeah, just forget about today. It had to happen, and it happened.
Rocco, you're a living example of where alcohol can work.
I'm going to be massively depressed in the morning when I wake up, aren't I?
Yeah, it'll be a big come down.
Listening to this, thinking, what the hell is this guy on about?
Yeah, that wasn't me. Tomorrow you'll be like, what was I thinking? We're losing all these games. Oh, God. Cold sweats. Oh, dear.
I don't even know who we're playing on Tuesday. Who is
it?
Sunderland.
See, this is what I mean. Like, don't take Rocco's opinion. You don't even know what. See, this is like, we're going to win all of our games. We could be playing fucking Roma. Oh, that's good.
Jack Clark's injured. That's good.
Not been playing very well, have they, since they changed managers? So that's a positive.
Yeah. And we're better than them.
We are better than them. We're better than, we're better than 22 of the other teams.
Ready? 24. 23? Right. We can't be better than ourselves, can we?
No. Anything else from that? Shall we just move on?
Well, we can do the ratings, can't we? Something might pop up.
Yeah, do the ratings. Come on.
Come on then. Melier, six?
Six. Six in sticks.
Doesn't need a five, does he?
No. He should have scored when he went on for the corner.
Five. Did he get his boot to it?
To be honest, notification came up that full-time whistle had gone on Twitter and I just clicked off. I was so annoyed.
Fair enough. Archie, I think I want to give him a five. I really do. I mean, that might be a bit harsh, but the goal, I really blame him for it.
I was thinking about Archie earlier on and I was thinking about the comparisons that he's obviously going to get because he's a midfielder and he was 17, 18 years old, you know, and Jude Bellingham was in the Championship at that age playing for Birmingham City. I think he was in a side that had a lot lower expectations than what Archie Gray has, and it was kind of all right for him to sort of not be amazing and but be good for his age. I think there's added pressure for Archie and there's not a lot of room for mistakes, should I say, when the pressure's on. So it's kind of what I was saying the other week, that him playing at right back and sort of bedding in and getting used to just playing football has been the right thing. You put someone in central midfield and the pressure is, it's universal because a lot of the game comes through you. So I don't hold anything against him equally. That's why I don't think anyone should really kind of, I'm saying you as well, Rocker, no one should really call him out because he's kind of like, he is what he is. He's a 17, 18 year old playing central midfield in a top of the league side, basically. So.
Well, and I completely agree. And I would also say, I don't think he's got enough credit, actually. Like, to be part of a back four that hasn't conceded a goal in open play for all those months is phenomenal. You know, him and Firpo, you know, it's not just about Rodon and Ampadu, as great as they've been. It's about Archie as well and Firpo, and you know, to be involved in that back four that's done that unbelievable run for practically half a season is absolutely amazing. But he's got to stick his head in there and stop us conceding a goal.
Yeah,
and it doesn't affect his reign, but yeah, should we call it a six? Five's harsh because he didn't play horrendously, but I'm just annoyed about that goal.
Let's go five. Someone email Rocco's dad if they're upset.
You seem really upset. So let's call it a six.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just generally upset. I'm not upset at that.
All right. Let's get on to Firpo.
Oh, four for me.
Five.
I saw that he'd like got a really high pass completion rate, but it's like the eye doesn't lie. Like he just had such a bad game. There was just times where he just wasn't running. It's like, why aren't you running? I think.
Do you think you're four?
No, I'm not going to say four. Like, who did we give four to right at the start of the season? Who was that?
Well, we gave one to Cody Drama.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, dear. In a game where we still won. Yeah. Five.
Rodon and Ampadu, six each.
Yeah, I'm worried about them.
Oh, yeah. Six.
Yeah. I mean, he's been injured. He's getting back into it, isn't he? And Kamara's still not right, is he?
No, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, I'd give him a six. I didn't think he was.
He wasn't that bad, but it's more like when you look back earlier this season when he was sort of weaving out of tight spaces and moving the ball on quicker and putting pressure on a lot quicker. Just seems to have lost his edge, but he's been ill, so.
Yeah. James, six.
Yeah.
Somerville, six.
Yeah.
Rutter, I mean, created the goal sort of. Should we give him a six?
He's clawed out of a five, hasn't he?
He
had that game that is where I've talked about in previous games this season where I've been really annoyed and then it's leveled off when he's like set up a goal or something, but he was so frustrating today, like passed the ball. And like I think you said in our group with Dara that there's moments where he could have a shot where it's like a lot cleaner chance on goal, but yet he always rockets it with his fucking welly of a left foot from outside the box. So annoying.
Yeah, I know. And then Patrick Bamford. I mean,
one.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, getting into the drama territory. I would campaign for a four. I don't think he deserves a five, to be honest.
I really like Pat Bamford as a human being and as a person. And I really enjoyed the podcast that he does. I enjoy the podcast he does with Joe Wilkinson, the comedian. And it was brilliant with your mate, John Richardson, on there this week, Rocco. And I really want him to do well. This is what's so frustrating about him. Like, you know, all the crap he's had over the years, like death threats, people turned up at his house. Oh, it's just ridiculous. So I really want that, more than anyone, for him to do well. But just not doing it. Like, there's times where we're under pressure where we need him to bag a goal in a really simple, easy situation, and he's not doing it. And it's, I feel for him and I feel for us.
Yeah, completely agree. You know, I love the guy. He's great. And yeah, the podcast is superb. It was very funny last week, I think it was. He was talking to Archie Gray on the podcast, and he was like, oh, you were probably booing me a few years ago. Bless him. So yeah. Obviously, it's nothing personal. And like, I think we've absolutely celebrated his renaissance this year. But yeah, he had a really terrible game. And I hope Joseph comes in ASAP.
I'm a big fan of Joe Wilkinson on that podcast, like hunting for the sprinklers on the pitch. Like, so like that's what I'd do. I'd be like, where do they come out, these sprinklers? Like, how are they covered up?
Yeah. I'm still blown away by the steamers for the boots.
Yeah, that's a class, isn't it?
I know.
Anyone who's not listened to it, they have like a steamer in the changing rooms where you put your boots in and it basically warms them up for them.
Yeah.
Well, it softens it, doesn't it? That's the idea. Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like they put them in to just keep their feet warm.
I think there's a few subs we can mark.
Piru.
Yeah. Played really well and then fluffed the chance to seal promotion. But I'd give him a 7, I think, for his contribution.
Joel Pirro is actually an anagram of playoffs, isn't it?
You're joking.
No, it's not. Of course it's not, Rocco. How many beers have you had? Crying out loud.
Dear me. Connor Roberts came on at half time. So we're going to have to mark him. And also, I'm happy to mark him because at the moment he is, well, he's like second in the player ratings for the whole season. So let's give him a...
Let's give him a
4,
knock him down a second.
He needs to come down. But yeah, 6 for him.
Colin Roberts is actually an anagram of relegation. So.
Oh, dear. Anyone else?
Nonto, probably not long enough.
No, he didn't do well, did he? No. I mean, he didn't do terribly, but...
He couldn't. It's just one of them games where you're not going to have much of an impact on. So anyway.
No. Call it a day there.
Let's call it a day. Anything else to pick out?
Go man on. Of the match. Who's the man of the match, James?
Man of the match? None of them.
Piru? The guy that cost us promotion? Nah. Scrap man of the match.
Man of the match abandoned this week. Anything to pluck out from your roundup this week, Rocco? Any notable things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just before you mention it, so we have a Rocco's roundup, which goes on our website every week. Every Friday you aim for, don't you? And it's just a micro roundup of everything happening in the world of Leeds United. It's a really good couple of minutes read and you'll be up to speed, so... Go have a look at it on the website. But Rocco, what are you picking out?
Thank you. Yes, the nominations for Manager of the Year, Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year. Leeds potentially going to sweep it all up. Although I think McKenna is going to get manager, isn't he?
Scum.
Yeah, scummer. But Somerville and surely Archie Gray will get Young Player. And Somerville, you'd think he's got a massive shout for the main player. So that's good, isn't it? Shows that we're a good team, after all.
Very positive. I'll add a few noughts when we have to sell them, when we don't make it. So
we're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And worst case scenario, we'll win the playoffs.
Yeah, for God. I don't think my heart can take the playoffs. I said this last week. My heart and my wallet can't take the playoffs.
I know I've had a few beers, but the best thing for Leeds United would be actually to go via the playoffs. And just like dispel this whole theory that Leeds United can't win the playoffs, can't win at Wembley, can't win a final, because we can. And if anyone's going to do it, Farker's going to do it. No one can deny that. Farker's the man. He's going to do it if he has to.
I take it back what I said about drinking being a positive thing for you, Rocco. Bloody hell. Now you want the playoffs. I've got an idea, actually. If we do go to a playoffs final, we can get Justin Bass and Bly to take us and he can pay corporate.
That's great idea. Club Wembley, we can miss the first 20 minutes of the second half as well.
Justin, if you're listening, you are, hopefully, you better be, we're gonna book it and we'll just invoice you. Cheers. Right. Anything else, Rocco?
No, that's it. Thanks. Shall we reconvene after the stunning victory over Sunderland?
Yeah. Tuesday night, another relatively quick turnaround, another game next Saturday at Elland Road. So, like you say, two back-to-back, which is nice. How's the time, isn't it? Really is. We've got to just kick on, get these victories under our belt. And I think a good, convincing win would do everyone wonders, wouldn't it, on Tuesday night?
Just get the points. No need to send any messages. Just get the points.
Yeah.
Nice 1-0 be fine. Well, it'd be awful, actually, but...
I mean, but be... 3 or 4-0, just bury it, move on, see you later. That's what we need. Or just 1-0. We'll have 1-0 in the 89th. No. That's not what we need, Rocco.
Oh, God. My shin is absolutely shredded from the Dan James goal. I've got a massive cut all the way down my shin, and it's like bruised. It's like yeah, bright yellow now.
What, from falling out your seat?
Yeah. Yeah, it was an amazing moment.
So that safe standard did nothing.
I know, exactly. It's an anti-limbs bar, but even that didn't help.
Well, it doesn't help if you stand on the bar and die. What? Right, cool. Yeah. I'll get over it. I'm fine. Don't worry.
It's all good.
No one send any messages worrying about me. I'll be all right.
When we got promoted last time, we dropped points. When we got promoted from League One, we dropped loads of points. This is what happens. It's fine. We just have to crack on. That's basically it. It's football. It's all good. We're the best team. Believe it.
Yeah. Rocco, your book, we haven't said anything about it. When's it out?
It's out it's out on the 15th. So yeah, a week to go. And I've still not received, I think the publishers might have pulled it and not told me, like you suggested. No, it's coming. Yeah. Very much looking forward to it. The Sons of Reavy. It's a great read about the best team of all time. And I'm not even four beers exaggerating there. They really are. They were unbelievable. So yeah, feast your eyes upon it and learn about the glory of the Reavy years.
I'm that excited about this, genuinely, because I've said this now and I'm repeating myself, but I don't know enough about that era other than the kind of flagship stuff that we've seen. So I'm really looking forward to reading through it. So we are going to run some sort of Twitter, Instagram type competition in the next few days, so where you can win a copy. So have a look out for that. And our handles are all at Leeds That. So yeah, all right. Well, have a lovely week. Hopefully we will beat Sunderland at home on Tuesday night. Rocco, are we going to do a midweeker?
I think we should.
Yeah. We'll do a midweeker. Celebrate
the victory.
Oh, God, though. Whatever happens, we'll aim. That's me, like, caveating it now. We'll aim to do a podcast in the week.
If we lose, I'll have 8 pints and still remain positive when we come online.
If we lose, I'm drinking. And I don't drink, so there we go. Right, have a great week, everyone, and fingers crossed for Tuesday. Cheers.
Network.